127-91. Lakers all over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Lakers now 2-1 on the season. Minnesota suffers their first loss of the season. They do it without Karl Anthony Towns. Lakers do it without Anthony Davis. Good win for the Lake Show and all you're really paying attention to be honest, in this long marathon of NBA basketball for Lakers that for a team that has a chance to go back-to-back this year. You're just paying attention to the long marathon, and tonight should be a really, really good example of what I think we're going to see a lot this upcoming season. So I know I've made mention of this. Michael and I talked about it in the pregame show. Laker fans have called into the postgame show before and have talked about, man, the depth that this Lakers team has and some of these offseason acquisitions that they've made. Let me say that Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder, that's the real deal for the Lake Show. And let me kind of refer to what I'm meaning there. They're going to be active energy guys all season long. You're never going to have to worry about those two players. You're just not. They're going to come through for the Lakers no matter what. And we're going to hopefully see it on a consistent basis. But it's nights like this where there's a number of other guys that are, you know, chipping in. By the way, Dennis Schroeder only played 25 minutes because that's all he needed to play. Montrezl Harrell only played 20 minutes. He didn't need to play any more than that. LeBron, 26. And without Anthony Davis, it's great to get a chance to do the postgame show and talk about all these other guys that are contributing. The Minnesota Timberwolves are not going to be a powerhouse in the Western Conference, so I don't want to make it sound like I'm promoting the T-Wolves to being top three in the league. No, they're not. We all know that. And Karl Anthony Towns is not just their best player. Karl Anthony Towns is by far their best player and a franchise player as well. But I wouldn't be surprised that we just start seeing this balanced attack from the Lakers on a night-in, night-out basis. And every single postgame show, we might be talking about somebody else. I don't think that's out of the ordinary. I don't think it's going to be, you know, a shocker or anything along those lines for us to sit here when the game ends and we start kind of rattling off these different stats where a guy like Gasol will give you 12, 8, 7, and 4. 12 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, and 4 block shots. I don't think it will be out of the ordinary for Kuzma to have nights where he has 20-point games. He was a plus 38, by the way, in the plus minus. An incredibly ridiculous stat there. But I don't think it's going to be crazy to, you know, talk about a player going 8 of 12 from the field, 4 of 6 like Kuzma was. And there's just a number of guys that will have the ability, I think, this year to get opportunities, and then we'll probably come through. I've heard, and you know, I've got a chance to talk to a lot of different Laker fans over really since free agency started, and you know, the roster kind of we knew exactly what the roster was going to look like, and some of the players have talked, or some of fans have talked about how if you're really looking for a weakness from this Lakers team, you got to look pretty hard, and some are going to say, okay, well, the size for the Lakers, is that going to be an issue because he lost Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee last year, two rim protectors? I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be sitting here 20 games from now and we're going to be talking about that, or we're going to say, no, Lakers are fine. Their pace is great. Their team defense is fantastic. So I'm not 100% sure if that's going to be something that, you know, we can look at in 20 games or so, but I can tell you what a lot of their strengths are. And their strengths are you know, there's a beauty to the game of basketball, and when you can have guys making the extra pass, committed to playing for one another, not really too concerned about team statistics. Not really concerned about individual statistics, because team statistics mean so much. That's fun basketball to watch. That really is. And when AD comes back, I think that's going to shore up a lot of the defense. And AD, by the way, could very well be back tomorrow. And when you're playing Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum and the Portland Trailblazers and Yusuf Nurkic, and we got a chance to watch the Portland Trailblazers when we were in the playoffs in the postseason. Granted, you know, that series was most definitely overhyped. The Portland Trailblazers were overhyped. Everybody kind of assumed that, watch out for this team. This team could be the team to beat. They might take the Lakers. Okay, we know none of that happened, but Portland's a good team in the Western Conference. And, you know, I think tomorrow's matchup will be a fun game. It's coming off a back-to-back. Minnesota, by the way, is playing back-to-back. They played the Utah Jazz yesterday, so You know, I'm sure they had some tired legs, and the Lakers might run into that tomorrow against the Portland Trailblazers. But nonetheless, like I mentioned, and this is going to be the theme of a lot of the postgame show, that the balance that the Lakers have is really going to be their strength. We're going to get a chance to listen to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. I'm sure some of the players will be a part of the postgame show as well, and we'll continue to kind of have an eye out on that. There is something else that I do want to get into, and I think, you know, when you look at a individual perspective, I'll key in on Kuz for a quick second. So Kuzma had, I think he did most of his damage there in the first half, probably had 16 points in the first half, so only 4 more points the rest of the way. But one of the things that I always try to keep an eye on when, you know, I'm watching Kuzma or I'm listening to the broadcast, I always pay attention to what I think stands out to me the most is Kyle Kuzma taking the right shots? Is Kyle Kuzma making the extra pass? And I thought tonight, I thought there were many instances where Kuzma was doing that. And I don't want to waste too much time here. Let's let Lakers head coach Frank Vogel kind of break down what he saw tonight, and I'm sure specifically Kuzma's play. Here's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel.
Hey, Frank. First of all, how'd you come out of that health-wise? Look like LeBron tweaked his ankle again. And just overall, what'd you think of the offense tonight?
Well, like you said, LeBron tweaked his ankle. You know, we're going to list him as questionable for tomorrow night, see how he feels tomorrow. And Alex Crusoe also strained a muscle in his hand. Same deal. We'll list him as questionable, see how he feels tomorrow. Alex probably could have returned if it were a closer game, but we erred on the side of caution. And offensively, really liked their ball movement. I thought Kuz had a great tone for us early in the game. We're really trying to grow his movement, catch and shoot game, and you know, it's just a great night for him, showing all the work he's been putting in. But really set a tone for us, you know, moving the ball, shooting threes that are open, and you know, Mark at the top of the key. You know, we finally saw sort of what we can look like when we play through him with his passing up there.
Okay, we're going to go with Dave McMenamin.
Frank, considering what we spoke about this morning and pregame about AD and the nature of back-to-backs and the intention of playing guys, but obviously if there's anything extenuating, that would change things. Are you leaning any way on LeBron tomorrow, considering it is a back-to-back and obviously the ankle's now been tweaked twice in 3 games?
Not really leaning one way or the other. We'll see how he feels tomorrow. You know, and you know, we'll make those decisions on a game by, you know, case by case, game by game basis throughout the year. And you know, if he's healthy and wants to play, we'll put him in there. But we'll see how he feels tomorrow.
Okay, we're going to go with Dan Wyke, please.
Hey, Frank. Kyle has always been a willing kind of shooter and scorer, but there was a play in the first half, I think, where he's on a fast break and he makes the extra pass to get KCP a layup. He had the 2 block shots. How much of it do you think tonight was the other things in the first half in addition to the shot making?
Well, Kuz has really become a hell of a player, you know, and you know, playing in the role that he played in last year, where, you know, there were games where he wasn't really that involved in the offense and had to impact the game in other ways. I think in the long run, it's really, really, really going to help his game. So many young players, you know, they come into this league in different environments, and they're asked to carry the big load offensively. And when you're doing that, you know, sometimes you shortcut some of the other parts of the game, and really worked on his defense. He's really worked on his rebounding, his cutting, running the floor, all those types of things. And, you know, I think you saw that tonight when he started scoring the ball, that he didn't force. You know, that was the most impressive thing, I think, of his night, is when he got red hot. You know, the ball was swinging to him, defense was rotating. You know, he didn't take heat check type shots. You know, he just kept moving around to the next guy. When he was open, he knocked it down. And, I was just really impressed with that aspect of his game tonight.
Okay, Bill Orme, please.
Hey, Frank, you talked before the game about how this game would test your depth. I'm just curious if you learned anything about kind of about that depth in a situation where you didn't have one of your two stars and you didn't necessarily know who was going to step up. Was this how you saw it working, or did you learn something you didn't know about your team?
Well, this is what I hoped we would be. This team was undermanned, so when we learned that Cap was out, it becomes a trap game, right? The best player's out, and they have an opportunity to come in here and catch us sleeping, and we didn't do that. There's a lot of upsets around the league today, and our guys came in with a mindset that we weren't happy with our defense the first two games. We really picked that up, and we really got after it. And then, like you said, the depth, I think, was on display with the many ways that this team can put points on the board and, the defensive talent that we have as well.
Okay. Joe Vardon, please.
Hi, Frank. Greetings from Cleveland.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. I'm asking a question tonight from here because Dwight played against JaVale here, and in this new era of Zoom, I actually have the opportunity to do that. To ask and just ask for the comparison about moving on from those two guys who were your center and they played the same role, and moving towards Mark, who I saw had a nice game tonight, but hadn't really been able to get into the flow. How's the transition been from the Dwight JaVale style of play to how you can play with Mark?
Yeah, well, it's definitely different, but I think all four of those guys are really good players. Dale and Dwight were terrific for us last year. Helped us win a championship. We're a big, big part of it. Trez and Mark, have a great resume themselves. So different styles of play. Beat the system, a little bit to try to fit their skill sets. And that's what we're in the process of right now. Like you mentioned, Mark's first couple of games, not really being that involved. But tonight it was fantastic. We're able to get a feel for his skill set and take advantage of it.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. By the way, I love the love that he's given to Kyle Kuzma, but I think more importantly, he keeps talking about how we're trying to teach him. That's kind of the focus and the idea is they're trying to teach Kyle Kuzma to be a player that can just be more effective as he grows in his career. We will get a chance to hear from Kuz as well, so just keep that one in mind. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Lakers all over the Minnesota Timberwolves, 127-91 the final score. By the way, you want to be a part of the postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's Hernan Gomez, and Talen Horton-Tucker blocks him at the rim. That's the second spectacular block by the Lakers in this game. Kuzma had one, and now THT gets one, but the Lakers turn it over on the other end.
All right, the defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get you the coverage you need at the best price. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. Lakers all over the T-Wolves, 127-91. Just stay on defense here for a quick second. Kuz had three blocks. You heard Michael mention it. Talen Horton-Tucker and Kuzma with two fantastic blocks in the game. Marc Gasol, four blocks. Lakers as a team, 14 blocks for the Lakers. Typically when you have JaVale McGee and you have when you have JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard, who last season would rack up so many different blocks, plus Anthony Davis, you're not expecting the Lakers to get 14 block shots without AD. And then, of course, those two guys are no longer a part of the roster. So that was a big part of the Lakers only giving up 91 points defensively. And I think those are, you know, certainly things that hopefully it's going to be a different style of defense for the Lakers this season. It's certainly not going to be the exact same way that it was, you know, obviously back in the days. But it is going to be something that we can focus on and we can kind of watch the season, see how it goes. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Lakers postgame show, we have actually a different number for tonight's game, 213-747-3776. So 213-747-3776. I do want to point out something. As we kind of look ahead, and we're going to hear from Kyle Kuzma here shortly. He's addressing the media as we speak. But one of the things as we kind of look ahead is tomorrow the Lakers got the Portland Trailblazers. One of the questions that came up for head coach Frank Vogel was, will you play Anthony Davis or LeBron James on these back-to-backs? Now, AD obviously didn't play tonight, and this is going to be kind of the balance that the Lakers are going to figure out through the season. Portland played yesterday. They played an overtime game against the Houston Rockets. That's the one Michael and I were talking about in the pregame show, where James Harden had 44 points and 17 assists. But Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, McCollum had 44. Damian Lillard had 32. I mean, just a fantastic game of superstars. We'll see if all the superstars are playing tomorrow. I think that's going to be – we're going to have some curiosity on that one if Portland or if the Lakers end up playing their two big players. LeBron looked like he maybe re-aggravated his ankle again. You know, he had a kind of – his ankle was bothering him to begin with. He mentioned he wasn't going to miss the Christmas game because it's Christmas. But we'll see if he decides that he can go tomorrow. Portland – have played two games, they're 1-1, lost the first game against the Jazz, and then they beat the Rockets yesterday, like I mentioned. Taking a look back at the individual players for tonight's game, so I'm going to stay on LeBron for a quick second. So LeBron, 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists, 6 of 13 from the field. Things are so contagious with LeBron, and I think things are so contagious when you're passing the ball. There's a lot of times that, you know, you kind of put yourself in a position where you could feel like the ball is moving and one guy now is deciding to make an extra pass as well. And another guy saying, well, I'm not going to be selfish if you're not being selfish. So you got this unselfish style of basketball. And coach mentioned something about Kuz that they're really, really trying to get him to play the right way. He had an opportunity where, okay, is he going to take heat check shots because he started so quick? But let's go to Kyle Kuzma. We'll get a chance to hear Kuz get his thoughts on the Lakers 127-91 win. Kuzma, leading scorer for the Lakers, 20 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 block shots. Here's Kyle Kuzma.
Hey Kuz, 9 starts last year, mostly when LeBron or AD sat, and you averaged right around 20. You had that in the first half tonight. What is it about playing with that unit, getting a chance to get a rhythm, shots, etc., that seems to help the flow and the efficiency?
Just more opportunity. Obviously, we got 2 superstars, and rightfully so. One of those guys are out. I just have more opportunity.
That first half, especially, some of those passes were coming from Marc Gasol. He said that he likes the way that you cut. He's obviously pretty good at seeing the floor. How has that little two-man relationship helped you on offense, and how much do you think that can be a thing moving forward?
Really good. You know, right after he signed, dove deep in the film, watching him, realizing how great a passer he was. Anytime I'm with him, I just try to play one of those two-man games, Boston cuts, any type of movement. I know he's going to find him, so.
If I have this right, I don't think you took a shot in the second half that Frank just mentioned last year, helping the all-around game. What were you seeing out there, if that was the case?
I just didn't have shots. Maybe could have took one or two. Just tried to take what the defense gave me, and I saw a lot of open men out there. Obviously. In the first half, I was a focal point for their defense in the second half. So I used that to my advantage. And that gravity, my teammates just kept pouring it in.
Okay. We're going to go with Kyle Goon next, please.
Hey, Kuz. Frank said he feels like some of the ways you had to adapt to find different ways to impact the game last year really has helped move your game forward this year. Do you feel that's true? And if so, has that taken you time to kind of appreciate the effect that playing a sort of that adaptable role has had on your game?
Obviously last year just trying to find ways to find extra minutes and scrap, and knowing that, even now it's not about scoring with myself, because firepower that we have and just the overall makeup of my team, it's not really about scoring anymore. So I just try to find ways to impact the game and just take shots when I have them, and I've made a better player. So just really just looking at the forest instead of looking at the tree ahead of you. Treat it as a marathon, and just year by year, just trying to add to my game, whether or not stats reflect it, but just improving, adding it all up year by year.
Okay, Dave McMenamin, please.
Because we talked to you in the preseason about your role and the ambiguity about it, but pregame tonight, Frank was pretty clear about it. He said, Kuz is a starter level six man for us, and whenever AD and LeBron is unable to go, he's going to be our guy. What is the mentality of obviously having the one role coming off the bench, but knowing that in a season like this, maybe there'll be more opportunities to fill in for either one of those guys? And is there any sort of mental shift that you do to approach a game like this where you're starting versus the other games when you don't?
You just did it. Just having more opportunity. That's just the thing with me. Every time I have opportunity, I just try to seize the moment and save it full on. And in a season like this, playing back-to-backs, coach and the organization being conservative with Brian AD, just allows me to, on those nights, just work on my game and put to life with game reps and what I work on every day, rather than more so when they're playing and playing a different style of basketball.
Okay, Bill Orme, please.
Kyle, I'm wondering how you look at it. You guys hung 127 points on an NBA team tonight, win by 36 in a game, and you don't have AD. What's the takeaway for you on the number of weapons you guys have? And I know this is this group is still getting to know each other, but what does a performance like that without one of your stars tell you about the depth and just versatility of this team?
We just got a lot of firepower offensively. Obviously, guys step up when guys don't play. But we still got a lot of work to do. Obviously, that team's going back to back, so might have been better if they had pressure legs. Had some defensive miscues out there that we could be better at, but like I said, it's a long season. We got ways to go, and talk about learning habits. It's nice to win by 30 and do this, but doing it the right way. Figuring out those right habits to help us in the playoffs.
Okay. We'll take one last question. Dan Wyke, please.
Hey, Kyle. You guys obviously have a pretty strong identity defensively. You did last year. I'm curious, though, offensively, do you think this is like a make the extra pass? Or can it be a make the extra pass kind of team? It seemed like tonight that was a really big thing, not only for yourself, but obviously Mark, LeBron, just so many guys that are willing to kind of do that. And how much fun is it when that's kind of happening on the court?
I mean, it's very fun. We got a team. Everyone on the team has a high IQ, learning how to dissect the game. Somebody's open, delivering to the right person, making the right play every time down. And, it's just a fun brand of basketball, especially when we have guys that can move the ball and pass and make the game easy for everyone. So.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there. By the way, nice performance tonight, but also enjoy hearing him. I really do think he's kind of starting to come in his own. Just his concept of how to play the game, not paying too much attention to the stats, I think he's going to put himself in a great position for the team and great position for obviously himself personally simply because of how he's performing. All right, coming up next, how about the King? How about LeBron James? We'll get a chance to get LeBron James' thoughts on the 127-91 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lakers handle business over the Minnesota Timberwolves, 127-91 the final score. They're 2-1 on the season. They got the one-on-one Portland Trailblazers coming to town tomorrow. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high-quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956, Vista Paint. Lakers just get by the Timberwolves, 60-56 points in the paint. But Lakers really dominated this game. Honestly, it wasn't even close. At the end of the first quarter, Lakers were up 17. Add another five on that, they were up 22. So at halftime, so really this game was never in doubt or question. Even though AD didn't play, and of course Karl Anthony Towns not going for the Minnesota Timberwolves, completely changed the landscape of this game. LeBron James tonight, 26 minutes. 6 of 13 from the field, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, and 18 points for the King. Here's LBJ following the Lakers' 127-91 win over the T-Wolves.
Hey, LeBron, I don't want to encroach on McMenamin's turf here by asking about the wine-to-ankle ratio and all that, but I will. Anyway, how's it feeling? And clearly look fine, but what's the status?
I mean, it's been better, but it feels pretty good. Obviously, you know, tomorrow, if I go to sleep and lay down, will be the telltale sign of how good or how not good it is. So I don't want to say I'm looking forward to that, but we'll see tomorrow.
I just wanted to ask you about playing with Marc Gasol and somebody with that hoops IQ and the way that he passes. He made some comments after the game about kind of the way that you see the game, like so few do. When you have two guys at the same time, like a little bit like you and Rondo last year maybe, what does that do and what have you learned about him early so far?
Just certain guys just see plays before they happen. Do it with their mind, do it with the pass. And Marc is one of those guys. Just his basketball IQ. Like he said, it's not many kind of see the game like that. So, you know, I've been privileged to back to back years to be alongside Doe, and now be alongside Mark, who sees the game very similar to the way I see it.
Okay, Dave McMenamin.
LeBron, you mentioned the other night when talking about your offense that you could have had 40 assists. Tonight you have 32, put six guys in double figures when AD doesn't even play. What are the offensive, you know, metrics and goals? What should they be for this collection that you guys have with the Lakers this year?
I mean, there's no like, okay, we don't set out a goal for how many assists we want to have for a night. We want to move the ball. We shouldn't take many bad shots, if any at all, because we have so many body movement, player movement. We have so many guys that can just make shots. But we got guys that can make the right play, make the right pass from Dennis to Mark to myself. You know, you've seen some unbelievable passes from Kuz tonight, AC, and the list goes on and on. That the guys that can just make the right play. So no one should ever feel pressured to take a bad shot when guarding, because we can always get the ball moving from side to side, attract two defenders and get a screen out. And I mean, as you saw multiple actions tonight, Kuz had a drive where he was able to skip it to me. And I had a shot, but we had a greater shot to Mark, and Mark was able to drain that one. Then another instance where we moved the ball, shared the ball all the way around. KCP came off, could have fired a three, but he hit Mark again at the top of the key and went back door and got an and one. So we have the ability to do some great things offensively. That's just not shouldn't be feel pressure about it.
Okay, Kyle Goon, please.
Hey, LeBron. A couple weeks before the season, you shared on social media that you thought Kyle was going to be the breakout player of the year. What are you seeing from him so far? Obviously, when he makes threes like it was tonight, we all see that. But what do you see sort of the edges of his game getting more refined to kind of fulfill that prediction?
Game is just slowing down for him. I mean, his ability to score a ball, we all know about that. The shot-making ability, guarded or unguarded. But what he's done this year so far, what he did through our short training camp, what he did actually, you know, later in the postseason, you start to see the extra pass. He starts seeing plays happening. When you look at the pass that he had to KCP in transition tonight, you see the dump off that he had to Trez for a dunk. He's just starting to make plays and see plays, that he didn't see, in his first couple of years. And that's all part of growth. I mean, he's in year four. And the game is just slowing down tremendously for him. Going out there and just playing the game.
Okay, Dan Wyke, please.
Hey, LeBron. How adaptable is this team going to have to be this year with guys kind of being in and out for whatever reason? And how adaptable do you think you guys look tonight? It seemed like nobody tried to do too much is kind of the takeaway.
Yeah, that's going to be our identity. No one should ever feel like they need to do too much. But we have so many players that can go out and make plays. So no one should, no one should ever feel pressure to go and do too much. They're a ball movement team, no body movement. It's great energy behind the pass. You have that movement, everyone feels comfortable. Everyone feels like they're part of it. So we want to continue that throughout the whole season. No matter who's in the lineup, no matter who's out of the lineup, we still want to play like a basketball.
Okay, we'll just take a couple more questions. Jovan Buha, please.
Hey, LeBron. Heading into the game, Frank had said that defense had been a point of emphasis after the first two games. You guys had a season-high 14 blocks tonight. I'm curious what you thought of the performance, especially the rim protection.
We just took it to heart. One of the best teams in the league, if not the best, and we took that to heart. The first two games of the season, we wanted to get our percentages down. I thought we played swarming defense tonight. It's a team that can score. No matter who's out there for them, they have guys that can score. So we took that to heart. Coach staff wanted us to go on and do it, and can we execute that?
Okay. Kari Jones, please.
What's going on, LeBron? What does wins like this do for the team? Like, does it give you opportunity to kind of view different lineups to see what works? Because I know it's still early on in the season.
I'm in still early in the season. We have the ability to play a lot of different combinations of our lineups. A coach has the ability to play different guys and play a lot of guys. We have a lot of guys that's deserving of minutes. So whoever's out on the floor at that particular time, we're going to play Laker basketball. And that's all we ask of each other. We're going to hold each other responsible and hold each other accountable. So tonight was an example of that.
All right, that's LeBron James right there. By the way, LBJ ended up with 18, 5, and 9. And hopefully he's all good. It looked like he tweaked an ankle. He's had an ankle that's been bothering him a little bit. But knowing LeBron James in the sense of just getting a chance to watch him night in and night out, I'm sure probably LBJ goes against the Portland Trail Blazers tomorrow. All right, we will get a chance to hear from KCP when we come back. By the way, just a great team effort from the Lakers. Like I've mentioned throughout the postgame show, you got a lot of guys contributing for this Lakers team, led by Kuz. Marc Gasol, a fantastic night tonight with 12, 8, and 7, plus 4 blocks. Hear from KCP. We'll start previewing the Lakers and the Portland Trail Blazers tomorrow. Plus, we'll look at some of the NBA scores from earlier today as well. Stay right here. Thank you for being a part of the show. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. 127-91 Lakers over the T-Wolves. Don't forget, tomorrow, starting at 5:30, pregame show with myself and Michael Thompson. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock, of course, as always, starting at 5 a.m. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Travis, they'll get you all caught up on everything on a local basis. Lakers, got some Rams conversation. We don't always get to hear from KCP, so I do want to spend a couple minutes taking a listen to KCP, and then we'll preview a little bit of this Lakers-Blazers game tomorrow. Take a listen to KCP on the Lakers' big win, and KCP under 23 minutes total for KCP. Only took three shots, hit all three of his shots, 8 points for the Lake Show.
Hey, KCP. Wanted to talk with you about how you guys have changed just since the opener. You've outscored your last two opponents by almost 60 points. What's gone into that, do you think?
Just getting comfortable with each other. You know, tonight, man, we were just flowing tonight. We was playing off each other, especially Mark at the top of the key. He was, like, dishing the ball out all night. Cruz played a great game, you know, all around. It was just being comfortable with each other. You know, every game, we get comfortable. Every practice, we get comfortable with each other. And that chemistry is just building each and every day.
Yeah, you mentioned Marc Gasol. How important was it for him to get out there tonight and kind of get close to a triple-double, actually? Definitely his best game as a Laker, and especially without Anthony Davis in the lineup.
I mean, that probably don't get his rhythm going. You know, another game before that, you know, he was in foul trouble, didn't get a chance to play a lot. But tonight, you know, he was great. You know, he was moving the ball. He was contesting shots at the rim, no fouls. And he was just playing. You know, he played a great game.
And you also mentioned Kyle Kuzma. It seems like he has good numbers most of the time, but especially when you put him in that starting lineup. What do you see kind of, do you see like a light switching off for him whenever he joins that starting five?
Oh, man, I don't know what was like was in him tonight. He had so much energy coming out to start the game. You know, he hit them quick two, three threes in a row. And we were just rolling with him. Like, you know, every play was for him until they stopped it. He was tremendous tonight. You know, he played confident, comfortable. Tremendous confidence shooting the ball. The mindset was just focused on the game tonight. He came out and played well.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mike. Let's go to Dave McMiniman.
KCP, you guys are a confident bunch coming off the championship, and rightfully so. When you do things like put up 127 with AD on the bench, coming off 138 or so against the Mavericks, do you start to think about what you guys could be capable of this year as an offensive unit and setting the bar, you know, maybe even higher than you would have imagined coming into the year?
Yeah. Well, I think about it a lot, you know, even at practice. I mean, just seeing stuff in practice, just trying to translate it to the game. I mean, like last year, man, I feel like we're going to be unstoppable. Only people that can really beat us is us, you know, lack of effort. You know, and just not playing. But when we come out and play, focus, and ready, we really are unbeatable.
All right, that's KCP right there. Another, I guess you could look at just the role players in general. Another good night for the Lakers from a role player perspective. Okay, let me just throw out a couple NBA scores around the league. Suns over the Kings, 116-100. Pacers beat the Celtics. They're now 3-0, 108-107. Some surprises. Knicks over the Bucks, 130-110. Cavs are 3-0. They beat the Sixers, 118-94. Pelicans over the Spurs, 98-95. There, both teams are now 2-1. And then, okay, this might be my favorite score of the night, 124-73. The Mavericks over the Clippers, a 51-point win by the Dallas Mavericks over the Los Angeles Clippers right here at Staples Center. Tomorrow, Lakers will be taking on the Portland Trailblazers. So Portland, by the way, is coming off a big win on Saturday night. Michael kept talking about it. He's tweeting about it all yesterday. 128-126 over the Houston Rockets. So that was a big win for them. CJ McCollum had 44. Damian Lillard had 34. So we got some star power coming to Staples Center tomorrow. And let's wait and see. Anthony Davis, LeBron James. We'll see if AD goes tomorrow. Certainly with his injury, which kept him out in tonight's matchup, we'll have to see if obviously anything changes on that front. So Lakers and the Blazers tomorrow. Coverage begins at 5:30. Tip-off set for 7 o'clock. Thank you very much for everybody tuning in. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.